on, and a second community connection for your Friday morning. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time helping prepare you for your vote for city council for Bartlesville City Ward 3, and an opportunity to talk with one of the candidates this morning, in this case the incumbent, Mayor Tom Gorman. Nice to have you in here this morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, particularly once the fog burns off. Probably still a little bit in the low-lying areas. From our vantage point high above Frank Phillips Boulevard, it appears as though the fog has flown.
Very different from yesterday. It's a pretty day out.
It is. Yep. And I had the opportunity to spend a moment or so with another councilman as the Lighthouse held its groundbreaking for their new chapel building. Mr. Kane was over there.
Great.
But City of Bartlesville is moving along, and I'm sure we're going to talk about your plans and aspirations for the City of Bartlesville if you're elected to another term.
Absolutely, Charlie. Thank you. I do think the city's doing well. We've had successes that eclipse most cities in our area in this region because of the oil industry and the price of oil at this time. But Bartlesville is doing well as a community, and we are on the map for economic development, and that's one of the things that any community uses as a benchmark to say, you know, are we attractive to people outside the city? And we are. We have site development consultants who work with entities, companies, and developers who are looking to locate businesses in communities. These consultants are calling us. These are same consultants that wouldn't even answer our phone calls 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm going to say that's a welcome message, and when I get the opportunity to talk with Mr. Wood, and I'm sure he will be like economic development professionals always are and say, well, I can't tell you that, but it's an opportunity. I think it's just a nice thing to be able to say people are calling us for a change.
It is nice, and Bartlesville, as we all know, we had low unemployment for a number of years. Business, if you're going to relocate a business, you don't go to a place where you can't hire employees, so that mm-hmm. was a challenge for us.
We do have a skilled workforce, though. That helps.
We do. We have a lot of excellent manufacturing experience in our area, and as we know, it's a low-cost operation for some of the larger corporations in Bartlesville, and they continue to be good employers and good citizens to our community. But our demographics have changed, and we've needed to focus our city in getting the people who come to work for these companies to live in Bartlesville. And so that's some of the changes we made 5 years ago to our economic development program, and to attract retail, to attract the restaurants and other amenities. The two big ones are retail and housing, and we should focus on those two.
And we've had a couple of, more than a couple of economic development studies, but two visits by the Angelou Corporation that gave us an extensive report both mm-hmm. times.
Yes, and another one, I think, is Consumer Logic was mm-hmm. the other that did a study, and all of them said basically the same thing. They had different focus, excuse me, different focus in each of the reports, but they look at different aspects of how the community works, but we've implemented those programs. Angelou wanted us to do a large focus on parks mm-hmm. and the recreational aspects. As we all know, back in 2007, a large proposal was put to the voters with a tax increase mm-hmm. to implement a large parks plan. That was voted down, and since that time, the council has, by a factor of six, increased their annual funding for parks and has implemented a large number of the key projects that were identified at that time mm-hmm. in the Angelou Economics and the parks master plans that we've done. So those studies, the results of them, they have been implemented judiciously. We've done it in a manner that has not jeopardized our streets. It's not jeopardized our water, stormwater, wastewater, all the other functions the city has to take care of. And we can never put a blind eye to the people who serve our community. And we've been brought into the state, if not national headlines, in the last week and saw the mm-hmm. the risks that police officers take and the jobs they do, and firefighters face similar risks, but the, you know, it's humbling.
It is.
To have a situation like that happen, and the respect you have to have for those officers, public servants who go in, do their jobs, they don't bat an eye, and they are to be commended and appreciated, and you know, so I've taken a turn off of talking about finances, but probably should have opened with it.
I'll try to back out and let you have the time, but I think it's interesting anytime you find people who ignore that basic human drive to run from danger and they run toward it.
You know? They do. In protection of the people who can't run.
Yeah.
And that's what the situation was in that situation. And the police stood up and did their job the thought of someone of that attitude getting close enough to hit a police officer and not standing down is foreign to me.
Yeah.
But the appreciation we have for our police protecting the young lady in that neighborhood, that's what they're there for.
And the rest of that investigation will be or is in the hands of the OSBI.
Correct.
Getting back to economics, which Bartlesville has for quite a while, but continues to be in the top three credit ratings in the state.
Correct. And that's a nice thing to throw out there, but what does that really mean? So we get rated by Moody's every year, and they tell us how the city, they rank us on financial stability and the ability to repay our debt. And what this does is allows us to borrow money at a lower interest rate because we are a lower risk borrower.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than if you're going to go out and get a business loan or a home loan, or if you have money in the bank, the banks are more interested in loaning you money because you have that cushion, that ability, excuse me, that ability to repay that debt. And there's also things that we've done that other cities have modeled, and part of it is something that I pushed for early on, is to have true reserve funds set up.
Mm-hmm.
Within the city to make it to where if we did have an economic downturn, we don't just have a line item in the budget, we have real savings in the bank like anyone else would have for their home operations or their business operations. It's prudent, judicial, and it's proven out as the city's sales tax revenue decreased and the economics of the area went with the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
Our bond rating has stayed where it is. The proof's in the pudding that we've done the right thing, and it's protected our financial stability of the city.
And the city has also won several budget awards over the year as far as the budget document that is prepared by city staff. And I think in part, yes, they did the work and they deserve the credit, but it also goes to the executive leadership of the city, which is the council.
Correct. I think we're supportive of a properly prepared budget, and there is an organization that judges that, and we've had good successes. You know, Ed Gordon is obviously the administrative leader of that. Mike Bailey and Jason Muniger with the city, they're the ones that actually prepare it. But we're a city that is well respected in the state and in the area, and people look to us for how we do things. We've had large cities in Oklahoma ask us how we've done certain things, like our reserve funds,
and they
want to model it. They want to have that same financial stability in their community. So, some of the other things that I think are important to talk about is that recently the city was entrusted with a 0.4 cent sales tax increase by the citizens. That has afforded us to replenish our police department positions that were frozen, replenish our fire department positions that were frozen, and something that the citizens will see more so, you know, those are for the protection of those officers that mm-hmm. are on the job. But I should also mention that we also implemented raises for both those employee groups.
Something that had not been done for a number of years.
Not to the degree it should be, and I don't remember the exact statistics, but I think it's 3 out of the last 7 years cost of living raises has been given, and it should be more frequent than that, in my opinion. So, the things that the citizens will see in that that's going to be implemented through that tax increase is we've replenished and filled the streets department and the parks department back to the level that it was pre-2007. Mm-hmm. And that's an addition of over 20 employees to those departments in total. And those are the departments that fix our streets, mow our right-of-ways, mow our parks, maintain the equipment in the parks. These are what people really see and touch every day, and I think it'll help us have a higher level of pride in our community going forward. And this is something I've pushed for years. We just didn't have the money to do. I'm really excited about seeing the results of it next year.
Where do you go from here?
Where do I go from here? That's a good question. I was just bringing that up, Charlie. So I haven't spoken about water at all, but you know, I got on the council because we had the drought of 2002 and mm-hmm. wanted to make sure or be part of the solution to make sure that never happened again. We've had an exciting couple weeks with feedback from the GAO office in Washington, D.C. Congressman Bridenstine's office has written the GAO a letter and copied it to us. This process is moving forward, and at this point I am very positive about the position we're in and the progress we're making, and within the next year I would assume that or project that we would have results for long-term water supply that we can bring to the voters of Bartlesville and say, here's what we want to do. This should secure our water for somewhere between 75 and 100 years from today.
And I think anybody, whether it's paying off your mortgage or in this case water supply, we need that water security for all kinds of reasons. Businesses that want to come to town, and the fact that we sell water to other communities.
I say to a lot of people that the city government is expected to quietly do what we're supposed to do and provide all these services. And this is one of the things that we want to quietly do. And you never want to point out issues of good quality neighboring communities, but you can just look to Enid, and they are having to spend $300 million to build a pipeline to Call Lake for their long-term water needs. I don't want to see Bartlesville in a position where we're having to expend monies of that degree, that magnitude. This is a financial burden on Enid, mm-hmm. and I feel for them. And they have invested in well fields for years, and that was a long range plan. But they didn't think the aquifer would drop, and it has. So mm-hmm. it's unfortunate.
It is.
We're trying to make sure we don't get in a situation like that, and have a forward looking plan. So some other things, you know, mm-hmm. I could take a whole hour and talk about water, and yeah.
I also know somewhere along the line, Coach and Evan are going to want to get in here for Bruin Buzz. So,
exactly. We don't want to go too far with that. But so one of probably besides passing next year's budget and continuing the employment of the key employees that the council employs for next year, the largest issue that we will have to decide on is our general obligation bond issue. We've push that out to a 7-year issue. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of times we brought it to the voters, it gives the city the ability to plan further out, gives us more money to work with up front, and it also lessens the number of times voters have to go to the polls. So it's worked well for the last couple times, and I think we plan to do that again. It's been pretty well publicized, but I'll run through my list of projects that I'd like to see.
Please
on that
do.
Bond
yeah.
issue, and I think they're important. One of the things that we haven't even touched on, but is downtown and the revitalization of downtown. A fantastic success story. We went through the downtown ghost walk last night and heard the stories of the actors portrayed.
Mm-hmm. Heard they had a good, great crowd.
Great crowd. Had to wait a little bit to get through. It was, and very well organized and very well put on, and lots of fun. But in that same light, the number one project on my list, these aren't in any particular order, but is the Price Tower Green for downtown, which we would hope would turn into a gathering place, a spot for you know, small events and concerts, such that it's a central gathering place for people to congregate downtown and then, you know, from there disperse out and utilize all the different amenities that are downtown.
Absolutely.
Bars, restaurants, etc.
Which I know you say we want to see as busy as possible.
We do. You know, we want all the retail businesses, all the businesses in Bartlesville to be as busy as they can. But I do agree with that. You know, we might not have the biggest businesses downtown. We might not have the you know, the big box stores and things like that. But the character of our community really rests in that downtown, and we have a wonderful downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The other projects, I should say, that in my estimations, and city staff spent some time putting this together also, $1.5 million for the green at the Price Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Price baseball fields to progress the phased renovation of those fields, somewhere around $8 million for that one. Daniel's soccer fields at the, you know, just north of Lowe's there,
mm-hmm.
Continue the improvement of those fields to have better parking and access for a roadway, and then the lighting of those fields so that we can host events that go into the evenings. Pathfinder is one of our keystone amenities in Bartlesville, and want to see the continued improvement. You know, there's places where the Caney River erodes out the dirt underneath it. We have to move it. Those types of ongoing maintenance is continual. But more importantly, I'd like to see some better connections with downtown, possible wayfinding downtown, tied in with the park, mm-hmm. Pathfinder, and you know, general improvements. There's always things that can be done to make it more usable. We have talked about skate parks and some other playground equipment, things of that nature that need to be done in parks across the city, and $350,000 for improvement of parks that are existing.
I can see we're not going to get through this whole list this morning.
I only have one more on this list. But it's an important one. Over the years, the city has... Over the last 10 years, we've changed the way we maintain our streets.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone from a let's attack the worst street first to focusing on our arterials and collector streets, making sure they are in a good condition, they have the highest traffic counts, and we have a systematic plan that we've implemented to maintain those. And we are seeing that our street scores are going up, and the cost of raising those scores is going down. So the program is effective. I'd like to see it funded to where we could fund it at a little higher level than we have in the past, so that we can have the funds to go out into the neighborhood streets and make repairs that are right in front of your house, right in front of my house. And so that's $3 million. That's what the city engineering department's asking. That's actually a little less than what they're asking for, but to fully implement that plan and have our street store continue to improve and push it out to where people really want to see it. You know, I'm driving on the same streets around my neighborhood that I drove on in high school, so
in one sense that's great. On the other hand, we need to move along.
They've held up well, but they're getting a little rough. So, you know, that's what that's for, is to move out, not particularly in my neighborhood, but across the city.
Exactly.
And
voters are going to have a choice to make a week from Tuesday. And I just want to give you the opportunity to you know, make sure that people have the opportunity to say, you know, Ward 3 voters have a choice to make.
They do have a choice to make. And some of the things that we talk about affect Ward 3. I think that we have a number of community streets that's one of the main things that need to be funded and repaired. The larger difference is that I feel like that I look at the management of the city as a whole. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on all aspects of the city, not over-focus on any one thing, and make sure the city as a whole elevates into the future.
Mayor Tom Gorman asking for your vote for re-election to Ward 3 of the council.
Absolutely.
We'll have the returns of those votes right here on election night. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's our Community Connection. Bruin Buzz on the way in just a minute on K1.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a best student because of her. Foster.